Imagine Facebook and Twitter, if you will, as large auditoriums full of sock puppets yelling and squabbling amongst themselves like Punch and Judy. Now, honestly, do you trust those sock puppets to help you think clearly about candidates for office? This year's Democratic presidential primary may seem unusually nasty or not, depending on how closely you follow public comments on social media platforms. I'm sure you've noticed social media behavior is often malicious. And in most cases, what you're encountering are imitations of other people's thoughts, at best, and dehumanizing malice, at worst. Before Bernie Bros, there were complaints of Obama boys during the 2008 primaries that pitted Barack Obama against Hillary Clinton. The complaints were similar to what you hear today, of a fanatical following dominated by males, supposedly, who were resistant to Clinton. Now, debating the reality versus the perception of a Bernie bro or the Yang gang and so on reflects a dynamic in which most political conversation, or the conversation that gets the most attention, takes place not in face-to-face conversation, but among sock puppets. The danger this presents for us as the governed is that the tail too easily wags the dog. We are easily distracted and manipulated, and largely incapable of debating political ideology, policies, or ideas. People are famously messy, and therefore so is democracy. As a young man coming of age before we spent so much time online, I received my political education in living rooms as well as classrooms, among diverse groups of people, not only books, who understood that systems of power built over many generations require generations of disciplined, organized, collective effort to alter, undaunted, and even inspired by the inevitable setbacks when power defends itself. Without face-to-face interaction, social media will prove difficult to humanize, yet we have to do that, or else we have to ditch it. Every day, I imagine a universe in which members of a political party use primaries for vivid and good-spirited debates about what they stand for, how to get there, and who's the most capable exemplar and leader. In which the powerful yield to the conversation because they were raised to value the idea that the governed must be heard in a system rooted in justice and public service. In which people are at least passingly educated about public business and take it seriously, and in which there may be a class of people who are well-connected and prominent, but not a ruling class as such. We can expect not perfection, but continuous improvement, provided we talk to people instead of sock puppets. And so we're going to have to talk about the role social media plays in our conversation, and if we can't humanize it, we need to leave it behind. You can find me on Twitter at Algernon Writes. My columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. With the weekly Desert Sage commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.